Ow. Where am I?
Grandma Maddie, you're awake. Oh, thank God.
Heart rate monitor. White gown. Terrible food on a tray. Oh, Lord, the hospital again.
Hey, somebody! She's awake!
What happened to me?
The doctor said you had a minor stroke. Nothing to be scared of. They're just keeping you here for observation.
Oh, I thought I'd have a great war story to tell at Bridge Club. Norma's always going on about her surgery and how she fixed up her grandson with that cute doctor. Where's your mother?
She's on her way, stuck in traffic. Don't worry about that, though. You should rest.
I feel fine. Like you said, it was minor. I'm gonna get up
and... No, please, Grandma Maddie, just... You never finished your story.
My story?
Corsica, your parents. Belle was captured by Knuckles McCready, and you were outrunning the French airmen?
Outrunning? No. I was caught. Well, I let them catch me.
Right. Here. How about I fluff your pillow, get you some water, and you can finish telling me about how you outwitted those goons.
Don't think I can't see through what you're doing.
Or I could call a doctor right now and he'd restrain you. Probably keep you overnight, too.
Blackmail? I'm impressed. I always thought my lessons were going over your head. Very well. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. A Genoese tower off the coast of Corsica. Imagine a pile of bricks 10 meters high, and double that underground, surrounded by a small fortress topped by 2 rows of ramparts, riddled with jail cells that had never seen the light of day. That's where Captain LaPelle was dragging me. I can still see his piggish, mustached face. The man who'd headed the investigation into my parents' so-called espionage. I was desperate to know anything about what had happened to them. Were they spies, as that telegram had implied? Or was it some big cover-up? LaPelle thought he could cash in on the warrants of my aunt, and I was handcuffed for his leverage. Little did he know that Belle was also kidnapped at that moment. All was going according to plan.
Madeline, please, take a seat.
Should I tie her down, Captain?
Why would she want to go? I have everything she wants in this file. Now, go get the poker game going so we can have a little space. It's too tight in this cell as it is. But don't start without me. Cigarette, mademoiselle?
No, thank you. It's a filthy habit. Besides, a lady should never take gifts from dishonest men.
Dishonest? Lady? I see we will have to work on your language skills before we can even begin. Now, you're a spy from a family of spies.
So my parents...
Your aunt. She's wanted by many, many people. I'd put money on the fact that she must have friends in high places if she is still a free woman with this many warrants.
You promised me information on my parents. Quid pro quo.
You are not in a position to be making demands. Still, as a sign of good faith, your father's interrogation was unsatisfactory, but due to outside circumstances, he was not charged.
What does that mean? Is he still here? Where did they go? Are they still alive? Can I see that?
This file is highly confidential. I have clearance to share information if it is of import to national security. I'm willing to call any bet you put on the table.
Fine. What do you want to know?
Your aunt. Who is she blackmailing in the French Republic?
To the best of my knowledge, nobody. If you want that kind of information, you should ask Knuckles McCready.
How do you know that name?
He's a gangster. He collects blackmail material, so he extorts people.
So you're saying that he and Belle Bernassi are working together?
No, I'm not.
I knew it! This is a matter of grave importance. What does he know? Who is he selling this information to?
You said you'd tell me more about my parents.
You tell me what you know, or we'll hang you for a spy right after we catch your aunt, just so she can watch. What? What is so funny?
You actually believe you can catch her. You know, my Aunt Belle may be a different person than I thought she was. She lied to me for years, tried to keep things from me because I was too young. But she's still the best pilot in the Mediterranean. You've lost and you don't even know it yet. That's what's funny. Also, your mustache. It's really stupid looking, you know?
Enough! You have severely overestimated your abilities and those of your aunt, Madeline. This tower's walls are 10 feet thick. We have provisions for a siege, and I'm not talking about food. Our guns could punch a hole through a modern destroyer.
Captain LaPelle, Emile, it won't mean a thing when Belle Bernassi comes calling. She's got something to prove. Not that I'm gonna make it easy for her.
Would you care to make a wager on that?
Name the stakes.
As you are a flight risk, I must place you into solitary confinement on an indefinite basis. Ensign?
Yes, Captain?
Take this file to the archives and give me that skeleton key. I'm going to throw this one into the deep holds until her aunt comes calling. No doubt she is already on her way to her doom.
Belle Bernassi, bound and gagged. I cannot think of a better Christmas gift, if only it were December. Now, don't struggle. This will be over quick. No one pulls a fast one on Knuckles McGreedy and escapes to tell the tale. Gentlemen, cut that gag off and loose those ties.
You sure about this, boss? He's a biter.
I won't be questioned by my own men. Cut her loose or I'll cut you.
I told you so.
Back, you band of underhanded kidnappers. I'll take the lot of you. You're a waste of flesh, Knuckles. You got your dirty little blackmail material. Why don't you go home and wallow in your sty?
You think this is about the job you pulled off? Piss on it.
So what's this about, then?
This is about honor. I want a good fight, not like those last two times.
You're going to prove your honor by smacking a woman around in a boxing contest.
A fair boxing contest. That's right. Put up your dukes. Let's show this ragtag group who the real fighter is. Come on. Don't just stand there. Hands up. Dodge and weave. What, too good for you this time? Too proud to face me again? Have at it.
Oh no. You've beaten me.
What? Wait. You just took that punch.
Can I go now? My niece is in danger, and it's my fault. Well, partially. I also blame the teenage mind.
I wanted a fair fight!
And I wanted my brother to not be such a moronic imbecile. And instead, his pig-headedness is causing issues more than a decade after he died. That's where putting your stock in honor gets you.
Shut it, all of you! She's just trying to cloud the issue!
You want to be declared the winner? Fine, you won. Spread the word. Belle Bernassi has been beaten by Knuckles McCready and his goons. Now, if you would let me go, I have to go rescue my niece.
What?
Madeline? The girl? The woman you insulted?
You insulted her too? She made off with your plane.
She's done worse. And maybe I deserve it. Maybe. But just because we fight doesn't mean we don't care about each other. And while I know you don't understand concepts such as love or family or dental hygiene, trust me when I say that when it comes down to it, Madeline's the only thing I care about in this world. And I'm not going to let her die just because her parents made a mistake.
Where are you going?
To storm a Genoese tower single-handedly. So unless you're going to help out or kill me, you can bugger off.
What do you think, boss?
How am I supposed... She was... And I was gonna... But there's no... God, more, I don't even...
You're holding me pretty tight, Captain LaPelle. Worried I might escape up the stairs? Or do you just miss a woman's touch?
Don't try to woo me. My country is my wife, and I serve her well and with complete fidelity.
Somehow I doubt that. Oh, what kind of meals do you serve in this joint? I like a light lunch. Gotta keep my figure.
I don't think you understand the gravity of the situation. We're walking down 5 flights of stairs into the earth, past hardened criminals whose deeds would curdle your blood like weak old milk. All of them broke. The current record for maintaining sanity stands at 21 days.
Luckily, I don't plan on being here long enough to test that.
It'll be such a shame to see that light of innocence extinguished in this darkness. Oh well, here we are, bottom floor. In you go. I hope you don't mind, but your stay is in a windowless berth.
Such a gentleman to shove a woman like that.
Au revoir, Mademoiselle Bernassi.
A tout à l'heure, Emile. We'll be seeing each other again shortly.
You won't be seeing anything for some time. Should you change your mind, however, make sure to shout. You'll have to be loud to be heard over all the other inmates.
Perfect.
Is it?
Who's there? Speak up.
If they discover this cranny, they'll cover it up.
What? Where?
One at a time. One at a time. I promise you, I am as anxious as you are. To your right.
That's just a wall.
Through the wall. The chink. There. I'm here. Can you see me?
Barely. It's almost pitch black. Hat, you dame!
I told you, keep quiet.
So your ways finally caught up to you, huh?
I could say the same for you.
Enough. I'm gonna call the guards.
No, don't! You have no idea how much this pains me, but I need your help.
Fat chance.
Oh, I think you'll change your tune. Because if you don't, then you'll never know what I found out about your father.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't nervous. Chained up, stuck underground in absolute darkness, Lord knows what vermin crawling over my feet. Still, what had really gotten to me was the truth of it all. I finally had a handle on it. I was finally going to learn about my parents. All that stood in my way was a maniacal rival seaplane mercenary. And 20 kilos worth of chained locks. And a doorway that led to a spiral staircase with no cover. And 24 of France's finest airmen, armed to the teeth. And a cold-blooded zealot with bad intentions on his mind. Luckily, I had a trick up my sleeve. Literally.
Hold on. What do you mean? How do you know about my father? Why do you... Ugh, let me get these chains off.
How? Are you a magician?
No, though I am good with my hands. When Lapel shoved me in here, I was able to lift his skeleton key.
Well then, what are we waiting for? Let's get going!
We? There is no we. Not after everything you've put me through. Not unless you tell me everything you know about my father right now.
We can't risk Lapel finding out that you have the key.
I can. Belle will figure out a way to get me out of here one way or another. You, though? Where are your flying banshees?
They're no doubt formulating a plan for my escape.
They cut and run after you took them for granted, huh? I know what that feels like.
Forget all that. The man who I shared this cell with, well, he died. But before he did, he told me a story. A story about a family of spies.
No! You're lying! You're just trying to save your own skin!
Then how do I know that Lapel questioned him for espionage? Or that your father was named Bernard.
I'm not saying I believe you, but let's say I did. What happened? Tell me and I'll help you escape.
He was hazy on the details.
Think hard.
Ugh. Your parents had rented a room in a hotel in Luxembourg. My cellmate, he was the innkeeper. He'd been supplying troop movements to the Germans by secret telegraph. But then the war had ended, and he was preparing to flee. And Bernard had stumbled onto him, burning papers.
So my father turned him in?
Not quickly. Some spy hunters thought that he was trying to hold on for some greater price. The intel was valuable. Ask Lapel. Don't you ever wonder why he's so obsessed with catching spies?
I don't care about Lapel. My father, he wouldn't have—
I don't know. I wasn't there. All I know was that the charges were dropped.
So he wasn't— But— This is... I don't know what to believe. Just let me think.
There's no time. Look, it wouldn't surprise me if your father was innocent. Lapel's worse than the people locked in here. A few are hardened criminals. The rest are innocent. Like your parents. Those who saw or heard too much.
It all makes sense. I knew my parents couldn't be spies. But then... Why would my Aunt Belle lie to me?
Hell, she's always been a liar.
You! That's not fair, particularly coming from you.
Is it? Maybe she was lying about me, the same as she was lying to you about your parents.
Fine. I need to know. My parents' file. It'll be in the archive. It'll prove their innocence, and it'll show just how far LaPelle has fallen. He needs to pay for what he's done.
Are you asking me to help you?
Yes. Please. In exchange for your freedom.
Then we have a deal.
Fine. We get the file, and then we go free. Stand back, I'm unlocking the door.
You there, on the ramparts.
Yes, sir.
No lollygagging.
No, sir.
And you at the gunner seat.
Yes, sir.
Move those rounds.
Yes, sir.
Do you want them exploding in a firefight?
No, sir.
What is this about, Captain?
Something that young woman said about her aunt. She's right. Belle will come for her, if half of what I've read about her is true.
Belle Bernassi? Even she wouldn't attack in this weather.
Overcast. A storm on the way. She'd be hidden until the last moment. That woman is daring.
There! South by southwest! Closing at 50 yards!
Gah! Battle stations! Battle stations! How fast is she approaching?
One. Maybe 2 knots.
What? Hand me that spyglass! She's in a rowboat!
Oh, Emile Lupin! You have something precious of mine! I want it back!
Sir! Should I?
Weapons down! We need her alive! So, here is the formidable Belle Bernassi! Come to beg?
If that's what it takes, this is my fault! I'm ready to confess to any and all trumped up charges you wish to lay at my feet. Let my niece out and we'll talk.
How about instead you come in and I dictate terms? Open the gate.
Captain, with all due respect, I just don't think this is a good idea. I bet you 20 francs that she has something up her sleeve.
Make it 50 and you're on. Ah! What?
We're under attack! I knew this was a trick!
I didn't shake hands! It doesn't count!
I wish I could take credit, but I can't.
Then who?
This is Knuckles McCready. You break off your attack on Belle Bernassi. As men of honor, we can't allow her to single-handedly fight for the freedom of her niece.
Don't lie. You're just here because if I die, nobody will believe you that you beat me.
What? Me and the lads can't hear you over the roar of the engine!
Don't think this settles your debt.
What are you waiting for? Shoot them down! And start with that fat tartan-wearing buffoon!
We're trying, sir. Those flying Scotsmen are fearless.
Fine, then! Scramble the planes!
They're making it impossible for us to take off. They've already blown up 3 of our zeros. Make that 4.
Ah! Get out of that gunner's chair! Move! This is how you do it! Ha! Wing that one! Not so tough, are you?
You'll pay for that!
Sir, get down!
Absolutely not! I haven't had this much fun in ages! I should really thank Madeline Bernassi for...
Captain?
Take back the guns.
Sir, where are you going?
I need to check on something.
Sir!
Keep up the fire! Lead them hard, but try not to kill them! We haven't had a good mass hanging since the Great War.
Attack!
Someone's attacking the tower. Madeline, you don't think...
I do. My Aunt Belle. Ugh, why can't she just let me do this on my own?
Now you know how I feel. That way, down the hall.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Seriously. I have a reputation to uphold.
If that's the way you want it.
It is.
This is it. The truth. Once and for all.
What's that?
Nothing. Give me a hand with this door, will you? Oh my god! What a mess! There's files everywhere!
Great. Perfect. Now what?
We start at the beginning. This bureau. At least it's better than a drunken Scotsman's trunk. All right. Ah! Come on! Stupid cabinet! Open up!
Yes. tell that cabinet who's boss.
If you're in such a hurry, you could help.
I'm supervising.
Ugh, finally. Okay. Dated 1915? No, too early. Right. Maybe this one?
Come on.
Ah, opened. 1919, good. After the war. Let's see. Bills. IOUs. What? Where? It's missing. There's nothing here.
You've got to be kidding me. A snipe hunt?
Where did it all go?
That is private correspondence.
Captain LaPelle.
To think, you could have run. Now you're boxed in. A gun at your back.
It wouldn't be the first time this month, though I should have smelled you coming from those awful clove cigarettes.
Such false bravado. Now, come. We're going to take a walk outside and call a halt to these proceedings.
I'm not going anywhere until you tell me where my parents' file is.
Why would I do that? I've won! And you're...
faster on the gun than you. And now the tables have turned, vis-a-vis gun at the back. Now, you can help me find the evidence that proves my parents' innocence, or I could do it on my own, and then report you to the authorities for unjust incarceration.
Shoot him and be done with it, Madeline.
No, you may be like him, but I'm not. I'm in charge here, and nobody dies on my watch.
So naive.
Excuse me?
You think that finding out the truth will set you free. Ha! There is no such thing as truth. People simply follow their passions.
Whatever helps you sleep at night. Now—
One moment! First, let me put out my awful clove cigarette.
Watch where you're tossing that cigarette! Ah, the archives, they're going up!
Flames are spreading quickly. Do you try to find that which your heart desires, perishing in the process, or do you escape with your life?
I choose option C. Beat you to a pulp for throwing me in here.
You're welcome to try!
LaPelle! Eudaine, please! Help me put out the flames, I have to know!
Not while there's a score left to settle!
I'll shoot!
No, you won't!
Please stop fighting! The fire, it's growing out of control!
The archive paper was old. Even in the dank, even with the records half missing, it went up like it had been doused in paraffin. That started a raging inferno that soon threatened to consume the entire room, the entire structure. I raced down to the bottom of the tower to a well I'd seen. I grabbed a bucket. I remember thinking that I could put out the fire if I went quickly enough. Heh. It was out of control. I wasn't thinking clearly. Neither were LaPelle and Eudaine. Their brawl had spilled out onto the ledge. This was not a casual affair. They were biting, clawing, tearing at each other. LaPelle had weight, but Eudaine had something fiercer. The battle in the skies outside couldn't compete with that which was going on right in front of me, or in my head. If I didn't hurry, the file would go up in smoke, and I'd never know what had really happened in Luxembourg in 1919. And all the while, the fire grew and grew and grew.
Please don't let me die like this! I'm gonna die!
I didn't think it would end like this, but I kinda hoped!
You should have killed me when you had the chance, and now you're going to die because of it.
Move out the way! Move! I have to put out the fire!
I'm kind of busy at the moment.
Lowering your guard? Never smart!
We need to... Don't you hear what's going on? Help me put out the fire! You can't just let it go up in smoke, and the prisoners...
Don't pretend you care about them!
All you care about is finding out about your long-dead mother and father.
That's not true! I helped you escape!
I don't want to escape!
But you said...
I said what you wanted me to say, and you heard what you wanted to hear!
But my parents!
Enough about your spoiled aristocratic parents!
Watch out! Ah!
Ha! Trapped behind a pile of rubble! Serves you right, you criminal!
Stop! Don't move!
A gun at my back. Well, I suppose turnabout is fair play. But can you take a life, Madeline? Have you ever held a soul in your hands before? No. I can see it now. You can't kill me. Even if you could, there'd be no one to help you put out the flames. And then, everyone jailed would die regardless.
Madeline, please!
Make your choice, Madeline. I don't know why you'd want to help someone like you, Dane. But there is another way around. You can make it, if you hurry.
Please don't let me die.
I'm coming! Just hold on!
That's what I thought. And now I am out.
Wrong! Now you're out. Madeline, where are you? Answer me!
I'm Belle!
Oh, thank God. I just followed the smell of the cigarettes, and here I find a fire!
And catch you, Dane? I don't like you saving me any more than you do, Belle.
I didn't come here to burn to death. I came here to rescue Madeline, and...
And what?
And apologize. I should have told you the truth a long time ago. I'm sorry.
If you want me to accept your apology, you'll help me now.
Help you?
We have to get as many prisoners as we can out of here. They may be innocent, like my parents.
Madeline, your parents weren't innocent.
What?
I lied. I'll tell you all about it once we're outside. Be angry at me later. That's my plan for you.
I'm not moving without these people.
All right. But you're carrying Lopelle and Udane.
Take the skeleton key.
Not how I expected to be spending my weekend.
Please take us with you.
I'm coming. One at a time. Grab someone's hand and hobble through the smoke.
The first group is outside. Follow them. There are more inside. I rescued as many as I could, but...
No time! The entire structure is collapsing. Run! Everybody, run! Everybody, run! The entire tower is falling!
Let go! I have to!
Oh my god! The tower! It just collapsed!
Well, that's a lucky break.
I mean, ha ha! We've got you surrounded and with nowhere to hide. Cease fire! That's what I thought. Nobody misses with
Knuckles!
Don't hurt me again!
Knuckles, over here. Will your goons help lift off this rubble? We're trapped under this archway.
You heard her. Come on, lads!
Come on!
That's it. Now help us out and be gentle. Some of these people have been locked underground for a long, long time.
I couldn't do it.
Madeline?
This is all my fault. If I hadn't... the fire... I didn't even get to find out.
Your parents weren't good people, Madeline.
What?
Your mother hated your father for his skirt chasing, and your father hated your mother's opium addiction. They left you with me when they headed to Luxembourg to establish residency so that they could get a divorce. But then they were arrested for being at the wrong place at the wrong time, and the flu killed them before they could be officially charged.
Why are you telling me this?
Because you need to know it. Because I should have told it to you, but I didn't. Because I wanted you to think the best of them. Because I felt, somehow, if I made them seem like saints, that you'd turn out to be a good person, and I was right, wasn't I? Because you are a good person. You rescued all of those people, even you, Dane. I'm not sure even I would have done that.
You just... I don't believe you. They... You...
Oh, my head.
Captain Lopelle!
Stay where you are. Or your captain. Captain Lopelle, I know you. You're the one who sold me all those letters.
I believe you have me mistaken with someone else, sir.
No, I remember that gut and that stupid mustache. It's you, all right.
So that's how you got that trunk.
That's how I got my start in the underground. He gambled away all his money. And when that wasn't enough, he began selling off everything he could, including state secrets.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the oldest story in the book, a little money owed to the wrong people can turn even the fiercest patriot into a traitor. There's more projection here than at a Nickelodeon.
No, I didn't. I would never. You can't prove anything. Who would take the word of a... Stay back!
Get off!
men?
I'll take it by that awkward silence that they're rethinking their allegiance. How many of them have you swindled in a card game?
All of us. Every single one.
Lucky for you, this tower was destroyed then, Lopel. Otherwise, you'd be in for a long stay. Now drop the gun.
This isn't over. I'll get out. And when I do, I'll come for you, Bell. You still have warrants.
Which we are willing to overlook if you keep quiet about our own act of insubordination.
Don't worry. We know how to keep quiet.
Yes, you do.
Madeline.
Back to the plains, lads. We did it. Rescued the Lady Fair, and not a one of us bought the fire. Who wants to celebrate with a bottle of scotch?
We did it!
Come on, Madeline. Down to the boat. That's it. That's it. Are you all right?
No.
Well, I can understand if you're still angry. Lord knows I am. What with the way you... But I understand where your head was at. You thought I was lying to you, and... Well, I was. But it was only because I wanted you to think about your parents in a good light. And I didn't want... I'm just glad you're safe. And I'd understand if you didn't want to come home with me. I'd think it'd be a big mistake. We're the best pilot duo in the Mediterranean. Queens of the sky. But if you need time alone... I won't stop you. Madeline, would you please answer me? What are you going to do? Madeline?
Queens of the Sapphire Sea, episode 107, And I'll Suffer No Spies. Written, created, sound designed, and sound recorded by Steel Tyler Philippek. Produced by Adam Lance Garcia and Steel Tyler Philippek. Starring the voice work of Catherine Frey, Sarah Smithman, Johnny Pomato, Calista Taslin, Alfonso Giansanti, Adam Lance Garcia, Steel Tyler Philippek, and Evangelia Artemis. Music by Adam Nash. For a full list of sound effects credits, please visit our website, RadioRoomShow.com, or check us out on Twitter at RealRadioRoom for news, updates, and more information. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, Pocket Casts, Stitcher, or any fine podcatcher.
Hey everybody, that wraps up Season 1 for Radio Room. I'm Steel Tyler Philippek.
And I'm Adam Lance Garcia.
We're going to be having even more content for you this fall. Until then, please follow us at Real Radio Room.
Or at Adam Lance Garcia.
At Words of Steel. Or go to our website, RadioRoomShow.com. Or follow us on Facebook. And we're going to have a lot of great stuff for you. So please subscribe on iTunes. Please follow us on Stitcher or Pocket Casts or any fine podcatcher.
Make sure to subscribe, share with your friends, tell your parents about it. What are you doing? Oh, I'm listening to Radio Room. Tell them that.
Thank you so much. Audio drama is the wave of the future. We really appreciate all of our followers. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.